The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Wicked anime. That's right. No podcasting. We're game playing this time. It's BESM. For everybody that doesn't know, that's Big Eye, Small Mouth. We're going to be doing a little bit of anime role playing. I have everybody here in character this time. We're going to go around and introduce everybody, starting off with Akira Sakamoto. You want to say hi?
Hi, this is Akira Sakamoto. Just a high school student looking to get some good grades and nothing special.
Yep, and he's going to be played by John. Next up is I'm going to save that one for last. next up is Kisi Kyojin, going to be played by Glitch. Say hi.
What's up? High school student as well. Nothing else. Nothing else at all.
After that, we have Laura Orihime, being played by Victoria.
Hi. High school student, too. Kind of basic during the day, but, well, you'll see.
Pain what? Any other time.
All right, next up is John Katoki, being played by
this
Dylan.
Is like a dating show. I like
there's
reading and
what's your day job there?
I'm a mech pilot and I'm a grown ass man.
Well, if you guys thought that was funny, let's give it a round. Let's everybody get a little bit excited about Rio the Calithra being played by Andrew. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Rio the Calithra, the greatest space pirate. Oh my gosh. Just
like a child who hasn't gone through puberty.
Oh
yet.
God, this is going to be fun.
Ew.
Oh, that was every bit of the disaster I was hoping for.
Yeah, all right. I'm playing a space pirate cat girl. I like swords and guns, and I don't count my bullets.
And I am Sean. I will be DMing for you guys today, and we're gonna play a little bit of BESM. Andrew.
Yes.
Does your spaceship have a name?
BSS Whiskers.
Todd, next problem.
That's kind of a great name.
Our story starts with Rhea the Calithra on the bridge of the SS Whiskers with her Calithra space pirate crew. You are just chilling, going through space, doing space piratey things. Not a big deal.
Yes.
No biggie.
When all of a sudden, John Katoki and his... What, dude, what kind of freaking mecha are you piloting?
A big one.
A big one? Can you give me, like, a ridiculous name for it, please?
The
John Hamm.
John Hamm Short Bridges.
We can't do the
John Hamm XO Prototype 1.
I'm going to call it the JHXO Prototype 1. When all of a sudden that thing like pops out of like a hyperspace rift thing, and Dylan, you know what to do.
I guess I need to seize, or I guess make radio contact with your character, Andrew.
Rio.
I am searching for a cat-like humanoid named Rio to take into custody.
Well, you found her. Ha 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 ha, yeah?
Will you surrender?
No.
Peacefully? No.
In fact, okay. I fire all my cannons at you.
All cannons.
All of them, right?
All of them.
Give me a dice roll, man. Plus two.
I got a 4.
Well, John, she seems to have misfired and fired all of the cannons to the left side of the ship, and you're on the right, so go in, buddy.
Can I critically... No, 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 okay, I'm just going to try and catch hold of the ship so I can take it with me, I guess.
Is your mecha that big?
Sure.
Okay.
Is it Guy King?
I'm going to go ahead and say it's not quite that big.
Well, I could still try and tear it open.
True, go for it.
Okay. I got a 20.
Oh, that's how Dylan rolls.
Did I not get a 20 glitch?
All right.
Okay, so you're coming with me.
So not only does he rip, like, he didn't just rip a side open in the hole. He, like, went straight for the bridge, broke open the front mast plate, slammed a, like, helmet on Rio, and just left. Unfortunately, though, while you guys were kind of having some kind of space slap fight, a giant rift opens up behind you and sucks both of you through.
Oh, no.
All right. Cut. You guys are done for now.
Okay.
Akira.
Rest your voice.
Akira, Kishi, Lori. It's third period geometry. Enjoy.
Oh, I like math.
My like worst everything. Subject as usual.
I told you I'd help you.
The teacher's droning on and on and on and more on. All right, is a hot day here at the school. It is, like, the windows are open. Like, the AC is barely, like, not even working. It's miserable. The teacher's droning. Kishi is, like, straight just asleep. Like, not even paying attention. I assume that that's what you'd be doing.
I'm trying not to doze off. Looking out the window, looking at Akira. Whispered over Akira.
Hey, Akira.
What?
5 pokes so I can hit him in the head right now.
Dude, I'm trying to listen.
Listen to what? He's not saying anything.
Shut up.
But Dagger in can kiss my ass. He's not doing anything. You want to teach the trajectory? I'm about to teach him by, you know, applying.
Dude, if you don't stop talking, how am I supposed to get into Tokyo U?
Walking?
You're walking like everyone else.
Get a walking scholarship.
Oh. All right. I'm going to go ahead and just say this. Glitch, you have a reroll later in the game. Just let me know when you want to use it.
All right. Look out. It's a wonderful day.
The bell rings for lunch. Ta-da. And I assume you guys make your way down to the cafeteria.
Oh, I'm the first one there.
That's a surprise.
Then you are the first one greeted by 4 cybernetic, like, robot dudes. Big guns. Just standing there waiting in the cafeteria.
Are they, like, by the doors, by the food?
Are they getting tater tots?
They are spread out amongst the cafeteria. There's one by the food.
I go to the food. The food's still there, so I'm fine.
One of them puts their arm on your, or puts their hand on your chest and, like, scans you, and all you hear is, not Akira Sakamoto.
Huh.
When do we arrive?
I don't know. How far behind Glitch were you?
Kawhi bolted out the door.
Yeah, he's running pretty fast.
food and so be out of this boring class. I'm gone.
I don't know, maybe 30 seconds behind him. So anyway, this thing is holding you from the food.
Oh, it's holding me from the food. I want to, like, maneuver between his legs to get my tots.
Wow, that was a weird thing to say.
Go ahead and give me a roll, yo.
You don't keep Keisha away from food.
What?
Oh, that's a good start.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
So you slip between his legs, definitely, like, flipping him on his robotic ass, like, grab his arm and shove it into his hair, like, head. He is not functional anymore. It was really cool.
Gotta have my tots.
At this point, the other two walk into the cafeteria, like, just in time to witness this.
And I casually presume getting my lunch.
Yeah, go for it, man. And lunch is served.
And sit down like nothing happened.
Alright, but as soon as the other robots see you, Akira, energy swords, guns, whole things come popping out of these things.
What?
Oh, God.
I watch a little.
I'm just gonna run.
You're not even gonna help him?
I'm eating!
Your stomach is more important than your friend.
I don't even care why there's robots here. I'm out of here. It's weird. I do not like this. I am not ready for this situation.
All right. So I take it you're bolting then.
I'm gone.
So
cheesing it out of there. All right. All three of them are now following you through the halls, like laser bolts, crazy laser beam things going off everywhere. There's like four students just got like popped in the head. It's not good.
Wait, what weapons did the robot I killed have on him?
None yet, because you killed him before he deployed it.
Okay, I'm going to have to
use my own. I'm grabbing a bunch of utensils and just going in afterwards.
If I'm going to be any help, I'm going to have to go into the full magical girl mode. Especially since he's not here, so he won't see it. Probably picking the janitor's closet to change into.
I just grabbed a bunch of forks and knives and spoons and sporks even and just ran afterwards.
Chopsticks, the whole nine yards.
Any utensil that I can actually just throw.
All right, I'm going to give you a spatula, too, because I think it's funny.
You should try and enchant it.
All right, so Lori, you're doing your thing?
Yeah, I'm going to have to change because I don't want people knowing. When she transforms, her hair or my hair goes instead of dark black to a like light blue, and it's ridiculously huge in pigtails.
Oh, no, this is exactly what I wanted.
I've also figured out, like, there's, like, the big poofy skirt, the really high knee boots. And then she claps and pulls a staff out of her hand, which is kind of awesome.
What's your transformation saying?
Yeah, what do you say as you transform?
I didn't... well, most of her powers are based off of, like, galaxy and stars.
Okay.
Except for her last one, so she'll just say galaxy power. Makes more sense.
Okay.
Using that, galaxy power, happy?
Thank you. That does make me happy. Okay. You have a reroll for later.
Thank you.
Akira, you've made it outside the school at this point. They haven't stopped chasing you. You're like out on the, we'll say like the grassy grounds or whatever outside the school.
Uh-huh.
It is at this point, not only do you have three large robots. Giant is just, no, they're not quite giant robots. They're just impressive robots. are chasing you from one end, and from the other end, you see a giant tear in the sky, like, happening. It's weird. It's purple and green and kind of not supposed to be there. This is clearly not your best day ever.
Not at all. This is the probably one of the top five worst.
Yeah, like when he got a B on his math exam.
Keishi, do you want to do anything?
Wrath of the Pointy.
Wrath of the Pointy.
I'm just rushing out. I'm grabbing anything sharp on the way to catch up.
All right, what are you going to do to him?
I'm flinging him at all the robots.
All right, roll. Go ahead and roll.
18.
Good job. All right, well, you definitely have their attention.
Like, Wrath of the Pointy!
All right, Lori, you're up.
Okay, well, the staff also works as, like, a broom, so she flew out because it's easier and faster than running.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Thank you. I guess I would use, I'm going to get the list out, the meteor shower one, which That's an attack when she spins the staff and it fires like razor sharp stars at the person.
Alright, give me a roll, Lori.
Alright, let's see if this works.
Jutsu.
Oh, wow.
Jutsu.
I got a 1.
Oh.
That failed miserably.
Oh, no.
I think I know where those stars are going now. How close am I to those robots?
Alright, well, you may have overshot slightly.
Slightly?
And in overshooting, you have launched Akira into the air. And he is... Well, yeah. You may have hit Akira.
Top 3 worst days.
She comes in screaming, "Meteor shower, I'm helping!"
Top 3!
I'm sorry!
Who the hell is that and why is she...
So, Jonathan, fun things happen to Akira now. So, he would have been fine if he was standing exactly where he was standing prior to this event, but because you got knocked back like 25 feet, when the rift finally finishes opening and the giant robot holding this cat lady falls out, you happen to be directly underneath them when they land.
Top two!
John Katoki, Rio, you guys have landed on a high school in the middle of a robot fight between a ninja and a magical girl. Also, there may be a guy underneath your foot.
Can I do some sort of scan to see where the hell I am?
Yeah, go for it. Roll for me.
Roll. I got a 7.
7? You know you are no longer in the quadrant you were in before. That's it.
Interesting.
Yes. You can't see the night sky because it's light out, so you can't get, like, triangulation or anything.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna pull out my gun and start shooting at John.
Roll it.
That's a 6.
Yeah, well, it just bounces ineffectively off of the awesome armor of the JH to one prototype.
Can I drop Ryu?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
You got a 13.
Yeah. He falls on Akira. She falls on Akira. You now have a cat lady on your head and a giant robot on your body.
Huh. They just got interesting.
Just.
I can't breathe.
Little fan service for everybody. So the robots now have taken notice of the other giant robot. This one is a giant robot. And two of them break away from the ninja and proceed to start shooting at and or chopping at the legs of the giant robot.
I poof over.
Can I ground and pound them?
Like full mount, like just bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, like full, like just huge robot punch to both of them or all of them.
Yeah, go for it, man.
I got a 16.
Good stuff. You sweep both of them, like, just to the side, like gnats, just whack. Both of them just go flying. One of them is not quite as functional anymore. Lori, roll me a d20.
Didn't end well last time. 3. Wow, you guys gave me a shitty dice.
Yeah. All right,
say the opposite of what you want to do.
Hey, Ninja Boy, roll me a dice.
11.
11, okay. Well, your finely tuned ninja senses notice that there are what appear to be many more coming from up the road.
Many more robots?
Crap, yeah. Crap. I rush over to Akira and grab him.
You can't. There's a robot on him.
There's a robot and a cat girl on him.
Well, the cat girl, I imagine, is rolled off of him by this point. But there's still a giant robot on him. He hasn't moved.
What did you... couple punches, I would have expected I probably would have moved off of him by then.
Okay, fine. Okay, we'll do that. So he's a little deflated.
I grab him and start running up the building.
Up the building. Oh, it's like that now.
Yep. Ninja tie. Wait, Akira, do you have a tie on?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep, grab him by the tie.
So not only are you a mess, now you're being, like, choked.
Oh, this is awesome. Go ahead and roll it for me.
Oh, 9. Yeah, I want to re-roll that one.
Okay, go for it.
11. Slightly better.
So there was a moment there where you thought he was, Hishi was going to drop you, but he somehow safely gets you up to the top of the building, which you have a moment to finally take a breath.
Huh. Today's getting fun, isn't it?
So do you guys want to talk about the ninja thing, or are you just going to, like, just assume Kira? That was something you already knew?
He had no clue.
What the hell?
Any reason why you're being chased?
I don't know.
Yeah, they were looking for you when I went in the kitchen.
How many of these things are there?
Glitch, you estimate, like, a couple hundred.
Lots. Lots and lots.
All right, so you know that Akira here has some sort of special secret thing that you're supposed to keep safe, so...
That bracelet of his.
This is all kind of coming back to you now that you've gotten some food in your belly and you've destroyed some things.
Yeah, I think they're after that. And I pointed his bracelet.
What? This? This is just an heirloom. It doesn't even do anything.
Yeah, about that. What? It does something. We don't know what yet, but...
Who's we?
I've been sent here by certain people to come help protect you. Now we're doing pretty good in the protection thing, huh?
Well, I'm alive, I guess.
Exactly. There he is. See, now you're looking up. I love your optimist opinion. Except for that little magical girl that tried to kill you. Blue-haired floozy.
The pop idol?
Dylan, can I get a roll from you, please?
15.
Good stuff. As your sensors and everything start to readjust from coming through that weird-ass rift, you realize that these robots, your suit begins to tell you that they appear to bear some striking similarities to one of the enemies of the Galactic Federation. Mm-hmm. They belong to a guy named Lord Malice. Not a good guy. Not a good guy.
Doesn't sound like a good guy.
Not a good guy.
Not Lord Happy Times. Like
he's kind of like the mortal enemy of the Galactic Federation. Those guys are here on Earth.
Okay, well, I would like to recapture Ryu, and this time in a way that would prevent her from shooting at me.
Give me a roll.
I get 7.
She dances right out of your hands and takes off towards the high school. Andrew, take over.
Okay. I actually run towards Akira. Because I see the shiny thing on his as the bracelet, and I see that's treasure.
Wow. That's a single-minded focus there. And Lori, what are you doing? By the way, you've now noticed the horde of robots coming this way.
Yeah, I'm going to just follow them. Luckily, I can fly up there, so instead of having to run up
the
building.
She floats shamefully.
I know, I feel so bad. I'm better at school than I am at magic stuff, okay?
At least I've been a competent ninja.
When I get up there, can I hit the ninja with the staff?
Yes, you are more than welcome to.
Thank you.
Plus 2 to the roll.
Oh, crap.
Do I got to defend?
9.
No. But plus 2 gives you 11.
Okay.
She hits you. It's not hard, but very comedic and shameful.
Oh, look, she can hit something.
You left me down there.
Good. You're safer without you.
It's not like I tried to hit him.
Lori, they don't realize
you
that
hit
you
anything.
Are you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Hey, I'm all not right. really good at this yet, okay?
Obviously.
Stop, you're just taking the bait. You're only making it worse. All right, it's at this point that the robots, which are definitely in mass and horde, the school has, like, sounded the alarms. There are kids running out of the other side of the school. It's clear that this is going to be something of a really serious fight. And I'm going to be honest, John, your character is still just a high school kid. What would you like to do?
I am going to kneel down into the standing fetal position. And that's all.
Akira, don't do this again, Akira.
First of all, you get a reroll for that because that was hilarious. Keishin, you have orders that if you come up against a fight that you can't win in your job of protecting Akira, you are to bring him back to your ninja village.
Cool. I know just a locker to stuff him in.
Wait, you're to stuff him in a locker and carry him back?
Oh, I'm going to make a portal out of the locker.
Oh, okay. This should be interesting.
We're on the roof, I open the door, and I kick him downstairs. He's in the ball form, he's rolling. I'm going to roll on top of him.
Like the game.
Rio, your prize just went down the stairs in ball form. Also, John, what are you going to do in the robot there?
I would still need to pursue, what's her name? Rio.
Rio. All right.
And try and evade these horde of robots that are coming.
He just walks into the school.
Yeah, your robot doesn't fit into the school. Do you want to maybe get out of your robot?
Nah. I still don't know exactly where I am and how I got there, so I'm going to play it safe.
Play it safe, stay in the robot.
Safe for me, at least. So I'm just going to continue in pursuit of Rio. Rio.
You know, okay, you got it. Kishi, you get to the locker with the now severely fucked up Akira. And you've got a cat chick on your tail, man.
All right, I bite my thumb and try to put it on the locker and realize, why do we always bite our thumbs? That is actually knock hard. All
right.
Draws blood.
Like, that never draws blood.
They have sharp teeth.
All right, wow. So what, you smear blood on the locker, and it does what?
It opens up to a portal of my village.
Gotcha. All right, so you two are through.
Yeah, I roll them out.
Rio, are you going?
Yeah, I'll jump in.
Lori, what are you up to?
I'm going with them. No way in hell I'm staying to fight robots myself.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out too well for you this time.
No, it hasn't at all.
It hasn't worked for any of us as well.
Is my robot going to fit?
You see them through, like, a hole in the roof now. Like, go in, and coincidentally enough, the portal is, like, it's more like a port key and less like a portal, where, like, you touch it and it takes you there.
Gotcha. So,
but, when you do arrive through the portal, one, you are greeted by a shit ton of ninjas. actually, this also goes for Lori and, Rio, too. These guys, man, all black, ninja, straight up, all katanas. There's like 400 of these guys just standing there. And your suit is running out of power, like, quickly.
I just want to say, I'm in my black ninja outfit, but still Hawaiian shirt.
Wait, how the hell did you do that? Weren't you in your school uniform?
Have him roll. Have him roll to see roll how well he dressed.
Yeah.
15.
Damn, because I was really hoping you were going to fail that one.
Me too, kind of.
Okay, so you're standing there, ninja outfit, Hawaiian shirt, and you've got Akira, like, over your shoulder. Welcome to, I don't know, what's the name of the village?
Brooklyn. So they're my ninja village.
My ninja village, Brooklyn.
Ninjas vanishes.
When they're like those New Jersey ninjas.
So welcome to Brooklyn. At this time, the elder, the head of the ninja village, he comes up to you and thunks you very squarely on the head for bringing all of this nonsense, in the air quotes.
What's that for, you old bastard?
Who are these people? Why are they here?
I don't know, and they follow me.
I see you at least kept the boy safe. Good. Now, get rid of them.
I look behind, and I look at them, and what do I see?
I don't know. Andrew, what are you doing?
Nothing right now. I'm just kind of standing there, I guess.
Okay.
Surrounded by 400 ninjas.
Fighting back a fangirl moment, because I'm in a ninja village.
Oh, God. So, like, not only are you a magical girl, you're an otaku, too? You know what? Do me a favor. Go ahead and just fangirl.
Hey, oh my god, seriously? How are we here? What is this? You're a ninja? What?
Like, and I see her, like, I see her bouncing in between the ninjas and, like, grabbing things and, like, playing with them.
Yeah, I don't think they mean us any harm.
John, your suit is powered down for the time being.
Okay, well, I'm going to chill inside for now and sort of continue to observe what's going on, seeing as that I'm not being attacked yet, so I don't feel the need to be aggressive.
Like, I point to the big robot, like, yeah, big guy helped me, but he was a little rusty on the landing.
The elder motions to two ninjas nearby and, like, has him, the two ninjas immediately jump onto the robot and attempt to don't know, open it.
Are they doing?
I'm gonna be honest. Nice they're not way? Very success. They're not very successful. I mean, they're like armless swords, and you're in a space vehicle.
I start cheering them on. Yeah, get them. Yeah.
I'm going up to the cat girl that's surrounded by ninjas. I give the salute and say our ninja saying, "Where Brooklyn at?"
All right, I give you a smack.
The elder also summons to like motions to have one of the ninjas, I guess, just like arm stiff Lori off of the other ninjas, just hold her back.
Sorry, calm down. I promise.
Like, why does everyone keep hitting me?
And it's at this point, Akira, that you realize that Lori is the magical girl. Same face, different colored hair, different clothes, staff. Also, she's fangirling, which you're intimately familiar with.
That's how I notice, but...
I have no clue because I always tune it out on the fangirl part.
Oh my god, we're going to go through this whole thing and Glitch is never going to know that it's the magical girl.
Until, I can like switch out too if I want to, but...
Well, that would be funny because then he's just going to be like, how'd you get here?
Yeah, I'm pretty much arguing with the cat girl. There's like a little dust cloud of us fighting right now.
Alright. And so then the ninja elder actually bounces up to the cockpit and knocks on it. He knows you're in there. He can sense your chi.
Okay, yeah, I'll open it for the elder.
I'd be nice to your elders.
Although I do have a weapon on me.
Yeah, you have like a space sidearm thing in there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Not even a specific gun or anything. It's just called space sidearm.
It comes in a plastic wrapper.
Do you have it unwrapped or do you just have it?
Yes, I just have it.
And the guy's like, he looks at you, he's like, "You're with the Galactic Federation?" Which surprises you.
I'm not affiliated with them. So I'm just like a contractor trying to find that feline down there.
He's like, "Come with me." And he motions down to all of you. And if ninjas aren't currently escorting you, you are now being forcibly escorted to the center of town.
Okay.
Which means, I believe, Rio's being forcibly escorted, Akira's being carried.
Yeah, I'm actually assuming that Kishi never let go of me. I'm just still hung over his shoulder.
Yep, I'm carrying him.
Lori, did you want to depower?
Yeah, might as well save my energy. It's a shining light that shines so that she's not just, like, you know, suddenly naked and changing.
That's totally how magical girls do it,
though. I know.
However, right. I still get a nosebleed.
Perfect.
Dude, not on the shirt.
Jonathan, you get a reroll for later.
I've got two now.
They take you in and take you to a large room. There is food.
I drop Kira.
And I too run over and start eating the food.
I check out Akira because that's like, you guys are horrible friends. Well, you're not a friend yet, but
I don't care.
You're so mean. Keisha, you now know that Lori's here and that magical girl's gone.
Hi.
Are you really that stupid?
Yeah. Meat.
Just eat your damn food.
Two ninjas bring in Rio and sit her down and are very nearby, not likely to leave. It seems like
fish at her.
That's not funny. That's racist.
Are you not going to eat?
You slap me. I throw a fish at her.
I throw the fish back.
Roll me a d20.
15.
4.
I'm aiming for the face. I'm not even aiming for like. It's not a here, have a fish. It's here, bitch.
Which, unfortunately, that happens and the fish. Yeah, it doesn't hit him back. It comes off as petty. You see the ninja elder. He's like speaking to several other ninjas as the guys are like running in and telling him things and running back out. And he's like giving orders very quietly and mostly with hand signals because he's that freaking awesome. And so this time he asks you guys to come over. He looks at John and he looks at you and asks, Is Lord Malice on the move?
It seems that way.
Then the time is coming, and as much as it's as we feared. He steps over to Akira, and he goes, "Son, there's a quest you must complete."
What? Can you start from page one?
In the beginning, there was darkness.
Skip ahead to why I'm here.
The relevant part.
Well, you said page one.
He grabs your arm and holds up the bracelet to you.
And
he
I said, "Ow!"
This was your father's, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I got it from him.
Your father was one of the greatest fighters the world has ever known. He had developed an entire style of martial arts that relied on channeling your chi and made you, like, ridiculously strong. He didn't say ridiculously, I did.
Let me tell you, he has none of those genes.
Why would he keep any of that from me?
Because you were young and weren't ready. He had contacted us to protect you in the case of his rival, Lord Malice, the man that helped create your father's technique, from ever getting a hold of the final secret technique, the one that would allow him to not only control life or death, but also to control a person from the inside, like a puppet.
He used that with very malice intent.
Yes, he was not a great guy. Well, Malice was not his original name. It was at this point your father left for the stars, accompanied by several of his closest friends.
While you're explaining all this, I'm trying to grab at the bracelet as well.
Okay. Well, it seems, though, Lord Malice now has learned your whereabouts and is coming for you for the final secret technique. Tell me, son, do you know it?
No.
No? No.
Elder, if he knew it, we wouldn't be here right now. I swear, he has none of the fight genes.
Thanks, Kishi.
Dude, I've been with you for years. You have none of the fight genes.
Or jorts.
Who has saved your ass? Who always saved your ass with bullies? Hmm?
You did.
Mm-hmm. Who got you in and out of trouble?
In trouble, mostly.
Well, get him out of it.
All right, well, at this point, the elder takes the bracelet and he's like, "May I borrow this for a moment?"
Yeah, here you go. Can I borrow it for a moment? Yeah?
No.
I hit her with a leg. Yep. Like a leg of lamb or leg of turkey or something.
He takes the bracelet from you and then proceeds over to Lori and asks her for her pocket watch. Locket, sorry.
Her locket watch.
I just Chocolate finished locket. Fourth season of Brotherhood. Leave me alone.
So, I guess so. I don't take it off often, but okay.
Yeah.
Hand it over.
I peek over the elder's shoulder. What is the locket for?
If you paid more attention to people than food, you'd know.
I'm ignoring her completely. What's the locket for?
He opens the locket, and on the inside, he clicks a little catch that you've never seen before, and opens, like, another secret compartment in it. But inside, there's a small red jewel, which he then takes out, he closes the locket, hands it back to Lori, flips over the bracelet, and on the inside, you see that there's a little setting for where a jewel could have gone. You never knew this because, well, there was never a jewel there. He places the jewel in the bracelet and puts the bracelet back on Akira, which then starts to glow and points a light straight up into the sky.
Ooh.
Elder?
What the hell was in my locket?
I second that. Why the hell are you here, Lori?
What?
Where did she come from? Why is she still here?
Your parents were friends with Akira's father, and he left that with you, or with them, in the case that he ever disappeared. When they disappeared, they left it with you, which fortunately kept it near the same place.
I don't have to protect her, do I, Elder?
Actually, yes. Yes, you do. She is just as necessary as you are. So at this time, you guys realize that if you're going to get going anywhere, you realize that Dylan, your character realizes that the light isn't sticking straight up. Like, it's actually aiming, like, a little off to the side, like it's pointing towards something. I'm going to assume you have some kind of, like, digital computer handheld thingy on you, right?
From space!
Like an iPhone?
Yeah, but cooler. Like a space wrist. iPhone. Go ahead and roll me a dice, Dylan.
Okay. I got a 10.
Got a 10. That's a pass. You realize that the... That is good. You flip out your little iPhone or whatever, and you analyze the angle that the thing's coming off, and you realize that it's actually, like, resonating too. It's giving off direction and frequency and it's giving you directions, like, for space travel.
Okay, I want to ask the Elder if there's a way I can repower my suit.
There's an outlet right over there.
Okay.
Your suit's actually fully powered. It's just an effect of the village. They essentially grounded all the chi out of the robot. Right? Okay. Like, robots have chi.
Robo-chi.
So as soon as you leave the village, your suit will be fine.
Okay.
So.
Can I want to show him the direction that the light's giving off and see if he has any idea what that's about.
The only thing he can think of is that it's the direction to the last technique of the Sakamoto family.
I assume that it's pointing straight up into the sky?
Yeah, roundabouts.
How are we going to get there?
Well, fortunately enough, Dylan's giant robot does have room for 5 people.
I had a ship.
Had being the key word in that.
Yeah, but I'm only concerned with capturing Ryu.
Right. The Elder impresses on you that if Lord Malice gets a hold of this final technique, it's game over for the universe. The whole universe.
Okay.
Also, he'll pay you your weight in gold.
Okay. Everyone on board.
How much do you weigh?
I need to put on some weight.
And if you bring them back alive, he'll pay you your robot's weight in gold.
There we go.
So you guys gonna go with the mecha pilot?
Reluctantly. I'm still having second thoughts here. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is.
I'm going back to my place getting all my equipment.
Now,
we also haven't said anything about the fact that there's a cat girl in the room. Ninjas, cat girls, and robots all at once. What?
Oh my.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. Do you need to fangirl a second time now that you're realizing all this?
I'm gonna fight it back. I'm gonna fight it back.
I think you should just make, resistance rolls.
Do I get any of this gold if I go?
Do you get it? Why would you get any gold?
What if I were to tell you that I'm with John and I'm part of his team?
He's not part of anything. I don't know what it is.
Swift punch.
Roll it.
Should I roll defense?
Yeah.
15.
7.
Like, she, like, cat smacks you right in the face as you're talking. Shut you up.
All right, everyone else can sit inside the mech. The feline will be carried.
Me hearing all this, I just walk off to my area, getting my supplies, my chain whip, my sword that is still peace bound because I never really use it for reasons.
He's doing one of those arm up montages.
It's cool.
He's clicking straps.
Pretty much, yeah. Pouches more than Rob Liefeld would ever draw.
Meanwhile,
Lori, that's a lot of pouches.
Do you want to join in? Do you want to do the long version transformation sequence?
Sure.
I do the classic ninja where you meditate for a little bit with your sword. And
I'm just turning a key like...
Right.
I'm not even still 100% on board with doing this. This is... I was in math class, but 5 minutes ago. And now I have to save the world? I can't even fight.
The universe.
Yeah.
You have to save the universe.
That's worse.
Everybody's I'm gearing up, and John's just sitting here complaining.
He's sharpening a pencil.
No, I'm not doing that because I don't want to feel like I'm being prepared for anything.
Because you're not.
I'm not.
You don't even have your backpack, man.
I know.
Yeah,
I didn't even get to have lunch.
Had a new game in there, too.
What? You just...
Yeah, if you ask Kishi, he's got crap tons of food.
I'm not hungry.
I'm not sharing.
Of course not.
I go to the other, we may need to give something for him, a new outfit. It's just kind of beat up and bloody.
No, I want to go in my school uniform. It's what I'm comfortable in.
Really? Do they both realize yet? Because I know that Kishi doesn't, but does Akira know that she, Lori,
yes.
am both?
Akira totally gets that you are the magical girl.
Cool.
I know that you are
you're smart enough.
I know that you are a pop idol.
Pop idol with bad aim, I guess.
Though the elder does give you a package, Akira. And also a headband saying that it was once his father's, your father's.
There you go, kid.
Thank you.
Yeah, now I got to protect you and Lori. Where'd she go?
Really?
So I'm getting ready to go.
Engine started, you hear that whine of the thing coming out of the back, you know, the exhaust, that's what it is.
That's what that is.
I grab a cure by the shirt and crank him off.
No.
Blank. Nope. He's like screaming the whole way up the Mecca.
No. No.
Kira Sakamoto says no.
So everybody loads up. The rift is still open, by the way. And you do know that the coordinates that the bracelet is giving off or whatever are pointing back towards, like, your part of space. Dylan, it's now a cramped cockpit, but you're now in control.
Okay. Everyone but the feline is in there.
Is she going to be okay out there?
Sure, I do. Once. All right. So we're taking off and going towards the coordinates, jobby.
So you guys take off. You head through the rift. It is turbulent and fun. And Akira is not.
This is not fun.
You guys head through the rift and fun stuff. As you come out the other side, the SS Whiskers is still there.
Is it tattered and destroyed?
No, you just, like, walk through the bridge. They've already, like, repaired the damage.
I say, there, leave
they
me there.
They already did? Who's they?
He has a whole crew.
Put me on it.
I am going to roll against that.
Like, you're just going to keep going?
She gets on the ship.
He rolled a one.
Yeah.
Wow. So somehow the cat, using superior logic and flawless reasoning, convinces you that it... and also maybe some gravity snares, that you need to take the ship, that it's much better suited to long-distance space travel. And also gravity snares. You totally got tractor beam.
There's more room in there than in here.
Okay, so what's the setup now? Like, what's... So, because of that role, what's happening?
We're now on the SS Whiskers.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Nuh-uh.
No, he's not.
I'm still on my ship. Why would I board a ship with a person I'm actively trying to capture?
Did you hear the tractor beam?
I'm still out of my mech.
So Dylan is still in his robot, but the tractor beam is pulling his robot along.
Yep, with all of you. No, I mean, like, pulls you into the ship.
Okay.
Oh, it's a pretty big ship.
I'm not getting out.
Okay.
Wait, you're not getting out?
No, not the robot, no.
Just sitting there with a pouty face on.
I could destroy the inside of the ship.
Can you wait till after you're back?
Yeah, I will do that because I want weight in gold.
I want his weight in gold.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I guess I would have had to give the coordinates to someone so that they could know where we're going.
Yeah, but that does mean cooperating with the captain of the ship.
I'm sniffing out food.
The Calithrons keep a very robust kitchen stock.
Of course.
There's a lot of food down there, buddy.
Drop to my knees and stare at all. And a single tear goes down my face. I'm completely showing that in this.
Before you can do anything, though, I set the space into hyperdrive and we burst into space in the direction of the light beam.
Alright, who do you want to kick it off?
Actually, we gotta do a countdown first.
Oh, yeah, we have to do a countdown. Let's do some counting. Do you want me to start since I always...
Yeah, Sean, I think because you're the game master, you should definitely be doing the intro and everything.
Okay. All right, hey, twins, knock it off. Morons.
Like I said, a whole lot of crazy
stuff. Guys, we have to do the countdown. We're off to a great start.
Sean, you need to fill Victoria in on stuff?
Yeah, I just want to talk to her. Okay, Victoria, you've never RP'd before? This isn't something you've done?
Okay, I've RP'd on, like, Gaia and, like, written ones, not really...
Okay, so not in person with people.
Once in a weird kid's basement. It's not something I like to remember.
We don't have basements.
Yeah, we're from Florida, so gaming in Florida is a lot less shameful.
Yeah, it's an appreciated fact. There's still those weird smelly guys, but...
I'm glad I'm moving out there.
But we're not doing it in a hole in the ground.
But they can't help but have a tan.
It was really scary.
Alright, so you're on the ship, The funny thing is the only person that actually has access to the directions is John Katoki. John Han also knows the locations of the secret thing, but yeah.
He's the only other person in the universe other than John Katoki.
Peggy, go give these coordinates to someone.
That's how they ended up in the Ninja Village. Didn't you know that? As your ship descends out of space into orbit around the planet Boots, it's like a red planet. It's red sands, red skies. It's
big red boots. Purple.
Yeah. Not much water. It's pretty crazy looking. Akira, you are mildly surprised your dad ever left Earth, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, a little.
But the trials and tribulations of martial arts are not to be only explored in one place, but throughout the holes of the universe. So, here we go. All right, you guys are up. What do you want to do?
I'm still in the kitchen.
Are we there yet? Oh, yeah, I guess we are there.
Are there any other ships in the proximity?
No.
No.
I'm exploring the ship while eating a nice sandwich.
Lori, what are you up to?
I'm not really sure what's going on still. Because, I mean, there's stars outside, now there's not, now there's red stuff, and oh, God.
We're there, right?
Yeah, we are there.
So can I get out now?
Yeah, you're going to take your suit with you and take it?
Yeah. And
No, I'm actually... Oh, sorry. Oh, well, no. Yeah, you can bring your suit. You guys all want to go down in the JHXO Prototype 1 thing?
No.
I stick close to Akira.
Well, this plane's leaving.
Oh, so you left the kitchen.
Yeah, I told that plane. I was exploring the... ship while sandwich. Eating a sandwich.
Is there
like
just,
walking on
he
the ceiling?
Brought food with him.
Is there a place to land my ship on the planet?
No, yours is like an intergalactic cruiser, man. You've got like launches that you can take down to the ship.
Okay, I take those. I'm not taking the robot.
Are you bringing crew with you?
Yeah, I probably should.
The red shirts.
All right. Yeah, red shirts. So who's going down in what?
I'm going down in my exosuit. My mech.
Is anybody going with you?
You mean in the suit?
That's up to them.
I throw Akira in.
So Kishi and Akira are going in the suit.
I figure that's the best way to do it, too, seeing that I'm the one with the coordinates and John is the one who needs them.
Mm, I'll stick with you guys. The cat girls still freak me out a little.
I
like the uneasy alliance between John and Rio.
It smells like litter on this ship.
We're good. I need room for my sandwich. There's
no food allowed in this suit.
Aw, sucks for you.
Just ham. It, John.
Just ham.
Just ham.
He took my joke, but okay. I stare at John blankly eating my sandwich.
So you guys descend onto the surface. Rio's got a band, like, you've got, like, six or seven Clothrans with you in your little launch thing. And, Dylan, you have the fun bunch in yours.
What is it called?
We sang Bare Naked Ladies on the way down.
Oh, joy.
If I had a waiting go, if I had my waiting go.
As you guys descend onto the surface of the planet, you guys come into what appear to be ruins. Like, this looks like this world has not been inhabited for some time. Or at least this part of the world has not been inhabited for some time. Giant ruins of redstones, like the sky is starting to get a little dark. It's evening-ish. Red sand everywhere. Jonathan, your bracelet is like pointing off away from the thing and slightly down.
Into the ground.
Well, right now, yeah. All right. But like only slightly. Like if you were holding it out, it would be hitting the ground like 50 yards away.
Okay. And are we off the robot? Like, are we on the surface of the planet? Are we still in the robot?
Well, you're still in the robot. You haven't... Oh, yeah. But it's still... Same deal.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure, because I'm a little concerned about whether or not this planet has even breathable air.
I was kind of thinking that, too.
And then Rhea walks out of hers without a helmet on.
That's right.
Well, the cat didn't blow up, so I guess it's safe.
So, no, you're not out of the mecha unless you want to be.
No. Are there any, like, secondary guns on this that I can do something, or...
You can be quiet.
I do. Get an extra roll for that, or a re-roll for that.
I guess we need to investigate these ruins.
Yeah, you said there were ruins, right? I'm going to search for treasure.
What, do you, like, order the Cliffords, like, to bust out the shovels and just start digging?
Yep.
Film the planet.
Are they busting out shovels and digging in the dirt? I think they gotta use the bathroom.
They're burying their business.
So as you head off into the ruins, like you're moving around and going through, you notice that the further you go along, the more and more the bracelet begins to point downward. Like as you're getting closer, but you're like still too high. And as you're moving through, you come across the entrance to a catacombs. I'm going to go ahead and let you know, Dylan, it is not big enough to fit your robot in.
Can I make it big enough?
No. It goes down through solid rock.
So we have to go outside. On a planet that we've never been on before.
It would appear so.
And we... Okay.
Come along, Padawan.
I hope you guys brought your own helmets.
No, you guys can breathe.
Was okay. The cat didn't blow
Dylan,
up.
You can like just check the atmosphere thing.
Yeah, well, we can do that.
He opens the cockpit, doesn't even ask you guys. He's still wearing his helmet.
They just get sucked out.
No, it's fine. You guys can breathe.
Can I have like a weapon or something like that?
We just left a ninja village.
You said you didn't want anything.
Remember? I don't know how to use a sword. Give me one of those package gun things.
How close am I to the robot?
I'm sure the feline has a weapon.
It's like a few hundred yards away.
I toss a shovel to him.
A few hundred yards?
Yeah.
You toss it like 40 feet and it falls.
You're like, here.
He didn't even hear you throw it.
But I heard him say he needed a weapon.
We're cat ears.
Cat ears?
Exactly.
You do hear them open up the cockpit, though.
I keep digging. Andrew. Wait, so are the ruins and the catacombs the same thing? Or are they
No,
like...
the ruins are on top of the catacombs.
Okay. So then the entrance is like way further away than where I am.
Yeah, it's a few hundred yards away.
Do I know that they're looking into an entrance?
No.
I stay at the ruins then.
The ruins are everywhere. They're still in the ruins.
What does it all look like?
It's like a ruined post-apocalyptic city type deal.
Okay, so it's big.
It's like Mega Tokyo died.
Let's go in the catacombs now.
Do you open up your package gun?
No, space sidearm.
Space sidearm.
All right, well, I'm going to get out of the cockpit.
What is it even?
It just smells like Kishi's sandwich, so... But I'm not touching the ground, because I don't like this place. It's weird, so I'm just going to stay on the staff and fly.
All right, everybody that jumps down out of the cockpit, give me a roll, please.
I'm not jumping down anything. There's a nice little rope system that I can use as an elevator to get down.
I grab.
That's a really low tech elevator.
No, it's real. It comes you. It's like a wire with a little foot loop that they always ride down.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm using.
See, and I figured you just had like the hand like come up to the helmet and you stepped out on it and like, you know.
No, they're capable of figuring it their own way.
Okay.
I grab Akira and just start walking down the side of the bill. The robot.
All right, well, roll two then. One for you, one for him.
I rolled an 8.
Okay.
It can be Akira's.
An 11 for Akira. All
right, well, Akira realizes that this is not how he wanted to get into the robot, and scrambles onto your back, which you then cushion his fall off of the robot.
Come on, Akira.
Will you hold that gun?
One of those shame on me things for Akira. You only land on him once. Or twice in his case. You guys begin to descend into the catacombs. It's dark.
Anybody got a flashlight?
I've got my space flashlight.
he reaches up and clicks a little thing on his helmet, and like these two little lights pop on.
I'm doing a whole bunch of hand size to do it like dark sea jutsu.
This is just like Prometheus. I don't like this. Who's the biologist and the geologist? You guys are going to die, not in a not very pleasant way.
You guys are going to get lost.
Okay, I'm doing hand signs. I'm going to do like a multi-dark sea jutsu. So I can and to transfer the power to see in the dark, I get to slap Akira on the back of the head.
Congratulations, your chakras are open.
I was just going to use the staff because it's a star and a moon at the top of it, so I assume I could probably light it up if I wanted.
It's your staff, you tell me.
Yeah.
Anyone near me, I slap on the back of the head.
I can make the star light up and shine him. Like a flashlight, so.
Well, okay.
I repeat, anyone near me, I'm doing this in 4 and slapping in the back of the head.
You hit me, you die.
I'm not near him. I am leading the charge.
If you're near me, you're getting whacked.
I'll whack you back.
All right, so you guys have light. Hang tight there for just a moment. Rio.
Yeah.
How's that digging coming?
I don't know. How is it coming? Are we finding anything?
Junk.
What kind of junk?
Shiny junk sometimes.
Valuable junk?
A couple of aluminum cans, a glass bottle, and a boot.
Oh, this sucks.
That's a
joke. Can you roll me a d20, please?
Sure. 4.
All right. So one moment you're digging, and the next moment you're unconscious. Okay, so back to everybody else. All right, you guys descend for what seems like half an hour into the catacombs. There aren't, like, a lot of offshoots, and most of the ones that you guys come across are, like, dead ends and or blocked off and so on. And as you keep descending, the bracelet is driving you onward further until you reach a door.
Can I inspect the door and see if it's safe?
Sure. It's a big metal door. Like, it's almost like a vault door, except it doesn't have, like, the big turn wheel on the front. It has just a weird-looking little recess in the front middle of it, and that's it. And the hinges are on the inside.
So this probably is where either the jewel goes or the amulet. I forget all the stuff that Akira has. Anyone got something that fits in here?
Is the light pointing to it?
Yeah.
I guess it's my job.
Okay.
So I get.
It looks like the recess will fit, like, if you take your bracelet off and slide it in, like, sideways, it'll slide right in.
I do that.
Okay. And the door opens, it slides, it clicks in, and then, like, the centerpiece, like, recesses a little bit, and it clicks open, and then that, like, clicks back a little bit more and, like, turns the other way, and then the door, like, the whole door then, like, recesses back and starts to swing backwards and open. It's, pretty dark in there.
But we can see.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Glitch, you see that it's a really big room. Like, it's so big that you can't see the other side. And directly on the other side of the door, you just see these two very large metal humanoid statues. And then you see two more. And then two more and two more. And they're, like, facing the center of the room. And they go back as far as you can see in the dark.
Huh.
These things are probably going to come alive at some point.
Yep.
Don't say that.
Just doesn't feel safe, guys.
What, you remember the Indiana Jones' movie? I mean,
can you not jinx us, please?
Okay, I assure you, they won't come to life and try to kill me.
You're a sucky friend.
Thank you. Yes, he is.
So is the bracelet still in the door? Or
Grant, I still don't know who you are.
All right. Yeah, it's, It's still in the door. The door swung in and, like, went all the way back the other way. So you'd have to actually go into the room to go get the bracelet again.
Okay.
We might want to get the bracelet.
We do or don't?
Let's go get that bracelet.
Yeah, we need to see if it continues to point. So I guess we're going to go get the bracelet.
Okay. Who goes in the room first?
As the elder says, direction without compass is just wandering.
I mean, I'd probably go in first, although I know that's probably not going to turn out very well for me.
Okay. So you're going to step into the room then?
Yes.
I'll cover you.
Okay. All right. So you walk into the room. Where are you going when you go into the room?
Where?
Like, are you going straight or are you going over to get the bracelet?
I suppose towards the bracelet.
Okay.
I'm going to watch your back, old man.
Give me the order that everybody goes into their room, please. So it's obviously Dylan first.
And I'm right behind Dylan.
And I don't.
I'm dragging Akira behind me.
Okay. So the three of you walk into the room, and John doesn't. And I take it, nothing actually happens. The lights turn on, nothing, no statues move, nothing happens. It's still dark, it's quiet, it's a little musty.
That's all that happens?
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Huh.
Mildly anticlimactic.
See? Told you. Nothing. No statues came allowed to kill me.
Does the bracelet continue to point in a particular direction then?
You can't see because it's inside the door still.
Okay. So I guess we'll take it out of the door.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for.
I'm still watching his back and like looking at this entire room.
Glitch, give me a roll then.
Oh, damn. Then we woke up.
Five.
What?
You rolled five.
Okay. All right, so as you remove the bracelet, the door begins to close.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With you guys on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan on the outside.
What? Uh-oh.
You have, like, okay. You have, like, 4 seconds to make a decision.
I'm grabbing my chain whip, wrapping it around him, and yanking him in.
Do it.
Decision made.
I know.
Give me a roll, Glitch. And, Jonathan, do you want to actually go in?
I was actually planning on it.
What'd you get? So you're not going to resist, then, is what I'm saying?
No.
Right. I rolled a six.
You rolled a six, huh?
Yep.
Alright, so he grabs you, he like has to roll over to the other side of the door so he can pull you through the crack that's closing. And as he does, he gets you almost all the way through, except your hair gets caught in the door.
Holy crap.
So maybe not your hair, maybe like your shirt gets caught in there.
Okay, or tie, maybe?
How would that get caught in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, your tie. Fine, your tie.
Well, if he's turning to leave it's and a not big get pulled tie. In.
I mean, I could grab him by his feet and just drag him in on his stomach. Then...
So anyway, it went mostly flawlessly.
Just as planned.
Unfortunately, though, Glitch, part the end of your chain whip also got caught in that and just completely broke off.
Mm.
So you guys are now in the room. Congratulations.
Yay.
Door Sorry closed. About your chain whip, Kishi.
You should have rolled better.
Just give him a sandwich, he'll feel better.
Hey, Curly, you do magic. Can you fix this?
Not that kind of magic.
So can we figure out where we need to go now?
Still useless, alright.
So you actually do have the bracelet, but it's not glowing or anything in your hand.
Okay, here,
I tie a kunai to the end of my chain.
Hold this for a second.
Okay.
Does it do anything different?
No.
You're useless.
Well, I guess we're done. We can go home now.
No, we're not going
did
anywhere.
Did you just take it from him, or did you put it on?
I told him to
I'm asking
the...
Jonathan.
It's in my hand. He just gave it to me.
Yeah, it's not doing anything. It's only ever glowing when it was being worn.
So
way.
Put it on.
Well, okay.
Put it on.
The light heads shoots like straight down the column of the statues, like off into the darkness.
Let's go that way.
Great.
All right. Hang tight there. Andrew.
Yes.
You may be tied up, hanging upside down.
Sweet.
As are your fellow Calithrans. And you are surrounded by several large metal statues that... they're not even statues. They're, like, straight moving around. And you have a terrible headache.
Huh. Weird.
They are surprisingly quiet for giant metal statues.
What?
Well, I just realized that I made these giant metal statues up, and they snuck up on a bunch of cat people who could hear things from hundreds of yards away.
Continue.
You're in a room. It's yes. lit by, like, a... it's a stone room, much like the rest of this place. There's, like, a pool of lava all the way in the back that's lighting everything. And off to one side, there looks to be, like, some sort of altar-ish thing. And a very large door leading out that is closed right now. And you are very thoroughly tied up. There's, like, three of those giant robot thingies.
Were the statue things dumb enough to leave my weapons on me?
I don't know. Roll.
You should have, like, cat claws.
I got a 2. This is a terrible day to be having a bad roll
day.
They
trimmed your nails.
You are armed with nothing but your wits. Good luck.
Let's see.
Lightning.
Is there anything to swing to?
The other Clithrans. Yes, you guys are all lined up like one of those little... perpetual motion desk thingies. Alright, just hang tight.
Not much to do.
Alright, so you guys have been walking for a little while. Absolutely nothing's changed. Except for you are now walking up onto what appears to be, you guys think, the center of the room. There's like a big circle in the center of the floor. And so this has been a big long room. You can see the walls, you just can't see like the far wall. The circle in the center of the room, it's large, and it's actually got, like, several other concentric circles inside of it, all surrounded by crazy little patterns and stuff. Lori, can you, or Victoria, can you roll me a d20, please?
Mm-hmm. 8.
8's a date. Let's do this. Okay. you think they look vaguely familiar, but you just can't quite place them. Dylan, your turn to roll something.
Okay. I got a 15.
You are clearly smarter than her.
Clearly.
So you recognize all of these things to be like constellations.
Okay. Hey, these are constellations.
Do I roll?
That makes sense why I would have recognized them.
Exactly. And now that you know what they are, Lori, you realize that they're in like specific patterns. Almost like somebody's using like the shapes of these things of some sort of code.
Guys, there's a code made out of stars. It's weird. But
what does it say?
It says, and it doesn't make any sense to you, that strength without comes from strength within. Like, for some reason, Kishi, this kind of reminds you of like a sparring circle.
Ooh.
Or like Fight Club.
Yeah, like a Fight Club. So you guys stopped before you actually went over it. So what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, is there any other way to inspect it further?
You walk into it and get closer.
I'm getting closer.
I'll do that, too.
I agree.
Taste it.
I'm still just dragging Kishi. He's tied up
with
rope by now.
Well, if you think it's a sparring circle, and it's about strength within... kind of feel like we should maybe push Akira towards him.
He doesn't have any strength. Akira doesn't even have any strength.
But it's like about his... from what we've been hearing about, it makes me think more about his... what he doesn't know about his dad.
I just walk in a circle.
No, fine.
I'd stop.
I won't think about things.
That's not my character's way.
Alright, so as you cross the circle, you cross one of the constellations, and it lights up. And as it does, like, the constellations next to it light up. And then the ones next to it, and next to it, and next to it, and all the way around the circle. Ooh. So congratulations, you're now lit up, and you're standing in the center of this, this lit up circle. And as you do, the nearest, the four nearest golems, their eyes light up.
Uh-oh.
And they turn.
And they just want to be our friends?
They look at Kishi there, or just walks into the circle and squares off. The first one does.
Hey, this is going to be fun.
Fight it.
I look it up. I'm ready. I'm squaring off with it.
All right, let's do this. What do you do?
I'm waiting for it to make the first move so I can agilely jump on it and climb it.
Yeah, it's a robot. It's just...
How big is this room, by the way? Could my mech fit in this room?
No. I can't it couldn't even get down to this room.
It could shoot in Big-O style.
I step out of the circle to see what happens.
The other robots move to stop you.
Huh.
It is like a fight club.
Huh. So three or one. Three or one. I think I'm going to stick with one. Ninja stars to the eyes.
Okay. Go ahead and roll it for me.
Ninja star to the eyes. God damn it.
If I actually roll on the suck harder. Whoo! Three.
Should have kept that off roll.
All right. You miss, and he just overhand, like, slams the ground with his giant metal hand, causing you to fall, and he's already rearing up for a second hit. Just
what happens when I enter this circle?
All right. Not only does one of the robots try to stop you, it now squares off with you.
Okay, I'm going to blast its head off.
Give me a roll.
I get a 19.
Oh, God.
Congratulations. Wow, you get a really solid shot to the chest. Like, it, like, burns a hole right through it, and the thing just falls over.
Okay, and then I'm going to continue to try and get into the circle to help Kishi.
All right, six other ones behind it light up and start to come after you.
Okay, maybe I'll second-guess this. All right,
the moment you stop, they stop, too.
Okay, can I call Big O now?
Yes, you can call the JH show.
John Hamm, it's showtime.
So
I do exactly that.
Alright, so it's gonna it gives you an acknowledgement and tells you that it's 6 minutes out.
Okay. Yeah, meet her in a minute, it's, boss.
Yeah, I should have taken a left at the catacombs and I didn't.
Alright, Jonathan, what are you doing?
I just remembered that I have the bag that the elder gave me at the village, so I'm gonna take it and see what's inside it.
Now?
Did I leave it on the robot?
No, I just... You've had the bag for, like, ages now.
I know.
You're gonna be severely disappointed.
Okay.
It's like a martial arts gi. It's like an outfit. You know what? Take a moment. I'll come back to you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Lori, your turn.
I'm just confused what's going on, but I guess I'll try and help Kishi. Because right, I'm not a bad friend like somebody.
So you're moving into the circle too, like John tried to?
Yeah.
All right. Again, yeah. One of the other robots tries to stop you and then squares off with you.
I'm afraid I'm going to hit somebody. I'll try and use I'll do the Galaxy Spiral one I had. It traps stuff if I can make it work.
Okay. Go for it.
It's not going to work. Wow. My life hates me. It's a 3.
Jonathan, roll the dice for me.
Oh, no.
15.
Okay. Well, she misses you. That's the good news. The bad news is the last robot that wasn't, like, that was not fighting anybody now thinks it's fighting you.
I'm sorry.
Wait, fighting me?
Yeah, fighting you. It squares off with you.
Too bad you don't have a gi.
I am going to look around the room for either an exit or a weapon.
Okay. It's darkness, you know, both ways as far as you can tell. Like, the room looks like it just keeps going on the other way. As far as a weapon,
You have a gi.
There's unlit torches on the walls.
Okay, then...
yeah, there's a lot going on in this room.
Fisticuffs.
Then the robot... And like, where's the robot to the circle?
It's in between you and the circle.
Oh. I guess I'll run to where the robot's not.
So towards the wall?
Yeah.
Okay. There are, like, several, like you know, like I said, torches and, like, sconces on the wall in here.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, as you get closer to the wall, you notice that, like, every few feet, there's, like, another kind of martial artist-y style weapon, like a decorative one on the wall. And the ones closest to you are, like, a longsword, and then there's, like, a staff a little ways farther, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say decoration. Does that mean they're functioning still? Like, or they're not like fake? They're not gonna like break or anything like that, right?
How would you know? Rubber. You're a high school student.
Well, I could know. I would like, know. Like history class or something like that.
As far as you can tell, they look like weapons.
I'm gonna take something that looks like I'll be able to pick it up.
Okay. Well, they're all hanging on like racks. They're not like mounted on the wall.
Okay.
So yeah, what do you want? The longsword, the staff?
Staff, I guess.
Staff. Okay, so you grab the staff. All right. Hang tight there, all right? Glitch!
You.
Your turn.
So I'm bracing myself for an impact, right?
Right.
I want to flip out the way. Run up his arm.
Okay. You know what to do.
Grab on his shoulders.
You gotta roll it.
I know.
That's how you're prolonging the...
17!
Nice. You are now riding this thing like a pony.
That's the point. I want to be like right on his head because I want to do a special jutsu. Sticky palm mind meld.
Sticky palm mind meld?
Where I do some hand signs.
That sounds like a very authentic jutsu.
My hands glow and I put them on the side of his head and I'm controlling this bitch.
Okay. I'll give you plus two to the roll.
18.
Wow.
Without the plus two.
Wow. Grats, you have a robot.
Yeah.
And I give out a nice, wonderful yeehaw on it. I'm going toward Kira.
As you mind meld with the robot, first of all, congratulations on successfully mind melding with a robot.
Motherboard meld, second board.
You realize that the robot also has like ranged weapons too.
Yeah.
All right, hang tight, Dylan. What are you doing?
Is my robot there yet?
Give me a roll.
17.
Almost. Victoria.
I'll try and attack again. This time, doing the meteor shower one.
Okay.
I'm avoiding the one that you all love, so I'm going to try a different dice since his dice hates me.
It's a 9.
Okay, it's a 9. It's still better than the 3s and the 1s I've been getting.
You missed, but not much. You still haven't done anything to your robot. You are clearly not well-versed in fighting large robots.
No.
Or anything.
I hate you.
Yeah, she fucks up ninjas and high school students.
That was my usual enemy, obviously. Not a robot.
Alright, back to you, John. You have stick. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'm gonna throw the stick at the robot. Because I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Okay, roll that one out.
13.
Wow. You succeeded.
You hit it with a stick.
Yeah.
You threw the stick at the robot. You did, and it hit it in, like, the head area and seems to have shaken it. It seems like it, I don't know, it's not moving as coordinated as it was prior.
Oh.
So, all right, hang tight. Andrew.
Yes. I have a plan now.
Okay, let's hear it.
I assume I have a way to contact the ship, right?
Yeah, we'll say you do.
It seems like his plan is contingent on that.
Okay, can I contact the ship and tell them to shoot all the cannons at my coordinates?
Yeah, I guess.
might knock us out off the ceiling there.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a dice.
Come on,
this
one.
Ought to be fun.
Dang it! 6! What the heck?
Alright, so I'm gonna say it works, but you kill all 6 of your crewmates.
Yeah.
They were red shirts.
That was gonna happen anyways.
So you got knocked off the ceiling, but you're still tied up.
Is it significantly looser now that I'm not tied, now that there's no weight pulling down from the ceiling?
No, the only thing that was, the only thing that was cut was the one between your legs and the roof.
Oh, I don't know if this is a good idea or not. Is there anything sharp near me that I can, like, roll towards?
There's rubble.
Yeah.
What about the lava that you said was there? Can I burn the rope off?
You can try. I will give you that.
I'm gonna roll towards the lava.
Alright, you're gonna need a 15 or better.
Here we go.
Alright.
Oh, jeez. That's a 3.
Oh, no.
As you roll over and you try to ease your back up to it, your tail flicks and goes right into the lava.
Oh, God.
It hurts a lot. Which then proceeds you to get you up, and somehow you're running, even though you're bound, away pell-mell from the lava, tail on fire, right through the door. Dylan.
Yeah.
Or no, Glitch first, sorry. Deal with it.
Why did a giant Glitch. Robot with building missiles? Gonna take my money. I'm gonna shoot the one near Akira.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're gonna shoot the one near Akira?
So what did you do?
I sticky palmed my mother with the robot.
Oh, I know that, but what are you doing now?
I'm gonna shoot the fucker that's attacking Akira. Because he has missiles. 17.
17, nice. You launch a fusillade of not
nice
missiles.
Use the word.
They look like shards of light just flying out of these things. And, just, like, destroy the stunned robot over by Akira. And it just falls over. Akira, roll me a dice.
11.
Hey, you just barely miss getting crushed.
Again.
All right, John, or, Dylan, go for
it. Yeah. Is my robot there yet?
Roll.
I got a 13.
It comes crashing through the ceiling is just the arm. That's all that can get it. Like the rest of the robot is above the ceiling, and this thing is, like, swiping down, and, like, it's, like, 5 feet from the floor.
Can I get on the hand?
Yeah, you can reach the hand. You'd have to jump.
Okay.
So the hand grabs you, and what, like, just yanks you up through the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your turn. We'll come back to that in a second.
Where's he going?
Yeah.
Victoria.
I can't hit anything.
You know, honestly, Glitch, you should have shot her robot because Jonathan was actually doing better than she.
I'm protecting Jonathan and Lori, but Lori's not around. Protecting Akira and Lori, and Lori's
so
not
now
around.
The question is it safer to just switch out of the magical girl suit?
It's safer for the rest of us.
I'm like scared to roll because bad things happen.
They might have a lose, win big kind of situation.
Or not.
Yeah, it actually might be safer for me to switch back into, like, regular Lori. Because then Kishi will actually help me. Hopefully.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah, but keep the staff out.
Okay.
That way I have some sort of defense.
Okay. All right, so the giant robot's still going to attack you, though, so yes. Hang tight. Roll me a dice.
18. You kidding? Now I get the good numbers?
It swiped at you with, like, its giant metal hand, but you, like, used your transformation sequence to, like, pirouette around it.
Awesome.
All right. Jonathan. Yo. Akira looks rather stunned.
I am in shock.
What would you like
you
to do?
You are shocked?
Am I in any immediate danger?
No, it does not appear so.
I am actually feeling pretty proud of the way that I fought that robot right there. So I'm going to pick up that staff and run to possibly where I could help out somebody else.
Wait, question.
Okay.
Did he see me shoot the robot? Because if I'm thinking this way, he just threw the stick and it fell down.
Yeah.
No, he saw what you did.
Okay.
It was dark. I don't know. Maybe I blew up the robot.
Now you got something pretty good back in the head with the see in the dark jutsu. The nearest one that you would be able to help is Lori.
Okay.
So, you just saw her transform back. So.
I will do so. Lori is my friend.
Okay. So you want to charge over there?
Yeah.
Alright, what are you going to throw the stick at him again? Or are you going to try to hit him with the stick? Or?
I'm going to hit it in the back with the stick.
Okay, yeah. So you're like getting its attention?
Yeah.
Alright, go ahead and roll that for me.
17.
17. Congratulations, the robot now knows you're there.
Great.
And six other robots from the other side of the room light up and turn towards you.
Should I rethink that fetal position?
As a free action, you can drop to the ground in a fetal position.
Wonderful.
But, okay, so that. And, Rio.
Yes.
You've made it out of that room on fire. The fire tail has started to burn through your robe.
Smelling like
burnt
hair.
Not making your situation any better, honestly. Now you're just kind of generally on fire.
Do I know where my weapons are?
You barely know where your brain's at right
now. You might need to stop, drop, and roll.
Funny thing, guys, everybody else, though, you guys, from the direction that you were going, you now see this flaming person running at you.
I'm going to take... I think stop, dropping, and rolling sounds pretty fantastic right now.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah. Can I just roll, do it, or do I have to roll?
Yeah, just roll a dice for me.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, that's an 11.
He stopped, dropped, and rolled.
Not only have you put out the fire, you have also sufficiently loosened your bonds to get out. You are singed and angry, though.
Very.
I hope I don't land on you.
Alright, back around to Glitch.
So, this one's turned into Akira, right?
Alright, so, the robot is now starting to, like, shake off your control. Give me a dice roll, please. Actually, no, you don't. I'm gonna do it. Alright, you've still got control of him, but he's starting to get uppity.
I don't like this very much.
He's a cheeky robot.
Well, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm running toward the one that's looking at Akira.
You mean the okay. six?
There's six looking at Akira.
Yeah, there's six now.
Like the
there's
the
seven
one.
Robots.
Oh, there's seven, no. Yeah.
The one by Lori and Akira.
He's in
I got to protect both. Running up full speed. Jumping in the air.
Wait,
do a people's elbow.
Oh, God. Roll it, plus four.
Well, that'd be a 13 total.
Okay. You come down with sufficient force to, like, crush that robot in half. Unfortunately, you also severely damaged the one that you're riding in the process. This thing's not working anymore.
Worth it.
Fun stuff, though. The six robots that John woke up that are now, like, that were inert because he left are now awake and looking at you. next up would be Lori.
Okay, I'm going to attack again. Just one of, I guess... I'll try and use the energy blast, which would hit all of them if I can get a good one.
Okay.
This is when she rolls like a 20.
I hope. Oh, please, dear God. I don't want to look.
16.
Oh, finally.
Congratulations. You actually succeed in destroying the front two robots of the ones that were looking at Akira, and then, like, disorienting the other four.
Cool.
Oh, they're no longer looking at Akira anyway.
No. There's six more looking at you.
Oh, okay.
Oh. For a total of 10 active robots.
10 robots?
All right, after Lori is... go ahead. We'll do Dylan now.
So I'm in the robot now, right?
Yes, and you're in the ceiling above the chamber that everybody else is in.
Okay, can I fly up into the air really high and then attempt to break down, or like fall and break down through their ceiling?
It just like the opening of Mad Men.
Well, your robot like fired its like super lasers to burn a hole through the solid earth in between the surface and this place. And so it's kind of like wedged in there. You can always just, like, fire your guns and hope you bust through the ceiling.
Since this is, like, a prototype mech, I do notice that there's, like, this red mysterious button on the console. I want to press that and see what happens.
All right, you press it. You hear a bunch of gears, like, spin up and everything. And it goes strike mode, engaged.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I hope so.
Alright, so essentially, like, a smaller mech drops out of your mech. It's almost like power armor, dude. You're like an 8-foot-tall mecha pilot now, with some guns and swords, yo.
Okay, and now do I fall back through the entrance, then?
You fall back through the entrance, yes.
Okay. Can I wreck shop now, or is that the end of my turn?
No. You can start wrecking shop. You do notice there's a countdown timer on your HUD, and you've got 70 seconds left.
Okay,
it's counting down.
I do notice that there is about a dozen trying to kill Keshi, so I'm going to try and fight those.
All right. Do you want to do it melee style or do you want to shoot them?
I'll shoot.
Shoot. Okay. You're. These two, like, missile pods come up off your back, and two guns, like, underslung guns come up, mm-hmm. and all of your screen just lights up with targets. Roll me an attack, please.
I get an 18.
Nice. You put down, of the 10 active robots, you put down 6 of them, like that.
Okay.
Alright. You put down 3 on one side and 3 on the other. So there's still one robot over by Keshi and 3 over by Lori and Akira.
Okay.
So who's next?
Andrew. Is it Rio?
Andrew.
Back to Rio.
Okay. So you're angry. There's a robot between... There's another one of those robots between you and what appears to be everybody else.
Only one?
Yeah. Because you're coming from the other way.
Okay. Do I still not see my weapons? Can I look to see if I can find my weapons?
Yeah, they missed their holdout pistol and your knife, which you couldn't get to while you were tied up.
Okay. I'll take out my gun.
Okay.
And if I just have my gun, I'm going to take out my gun. I'm just going to shoot it.
Hold on. It's a one-shot, like... caster super gun. Like, it's got one shot, but it's a damn, like, powerful shot. This is your chili maker, man. Roll it.
19!
Nice!
It's extra spicy.
Oh, yeah, you just bore a hole right through it. thing just done. Next problem. Which comes back around to Glitch.
So there's one looking at me and one near Lori and Keech. I mean, Lori and Akira.
No. The one near Akira and Lori just went down. There's the three actually over more towards you and John.
I want to grab those two and move them out the way.
Okay. Yeah, like, what are you going to do?
There's none on one side of the wall anymore, right?
I'm going to push them.
No.
Push
them. So I'm just going to grab them.
Okay.
And drag them that way and toss them behind.
Grab like one of the broken robots or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, that's fine. You can do that.
I mean, I do have to protect them. I mean, I can't just be all ninja kick-assery.
A modest ninja.
Who rolled a 5.
Oh. Very modest.
Oh, I wasn't even going to make you roll for that, but now you failed.
That's why I always wait for him to tell me to.
So as you're pushing them, which succeeds, one of the robots grabs you by the foot. And, well, it's not good. You saw Avengers, right?
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, that happens to you. I hope you got some heal faster jutsu.
I'm a ninja, of course.
You mean he makes $1 billion?
All right, so that was your turn. Comes back around. Let's give who hasn't gone in a while?
I'll go again.
Jonathan?
Yeah, be back around to me.
All right, Jonathan.
So I'm behind a robot now?
Yeah, what are the broken robots? You and Lori.
Are the weapons on it, like, attached, or... Like,
yeah, they're definitely a part of it.
Okay, would I have the ability to make it shoot a weapon of some sort?
Well, you can try to aim its arm at something and hit it with a stick until it does something.
poke its brain. Poke the shoot this gun part of the brain.
This one's going to be a dice roll. I'm just going to let you know that.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to push the arm that has the weapon on it or whatever to maneuver it into a position so that it's pointing at the robot that is hurting Kishi.
I would say hurting more along the lines of fucking me up. Wrecking my shit.
All right. Do it to it.
And do that. And then I'm going to find a way, see if I can find a way to make it fire.
Okay. Roll me a dice. Hey, wait. Oh, don't tell me the result yet.
Okay.
Lori, do you want to help him?
Yeah, I'll try and give him a hand.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm smart with other things, just not God. Magic, apparently.
I'm doomed!
Do you want to roll the dice?
I should use a substitution jutsu.
Maybe I shouldn't now. Actually, no, he's a jerk to me. If I hit him, I don't really care.
What? Well, that's all right. This is going swimmingly. I got an 18. She got a 13.
Okay.
Subtract those, and that's what you get.
So, Akira, you kind of just had it at this point. You're just like, man, I am so sick of these giant robots. I'm tired of all these people trying to kill me. And as you're doing this, just slamming. Like, she drug the arm into position. And you're just slamming this thing in the head with your stick. It's like, I just want to go off and slam it. The thing shoots and just, like, takes the head off of the robot. Boom. Thank you.
Ow.
Oh, jeez. So I think it drops me, right?
Yeah, it drops you. Give me a second. Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
35 seconds left on the clock. You've got 3 more robots to go.
All right. I'll attack them.
You want to mix it up all melee style?
Yeah, sure.
It's energy sword time. You've got, like, elbow, back, and, like, knee boosters just go off. And okay. You just start slicing. Give me a roll, please.
I have a 13. If that won't do it, I'll re-roll.
No, that should do it. You just went Super Saiyan on those guys.
Okay.
All right, so I totally like the you had a special mode in your mecha thing.
I was hoping it'd be a little bit something better than a tiny mech, but, you know.
Hey,
Who says that that's everything that that mech does?
I don't know.
It's a prototype, right? All right. Well, anyway, you drop the last one right as your counter hits zero, mm-hmm. and the internal suit just turns off. You are, and like it turns off and just locks you in place. You are out of power.
Okay.
All right. So congratulations, guys. You destroyed 16 robots.
800 more.
No one died. Nope, that's it. You did it.
We fought robots.
Can I find my sword now?
Some of us very successfully fought robots.
Some of us kind of
successfully did it at the very end, get screwed, but you know.
You did successfully defeat the robots, some of you. Some of you defeated more than others. We're not going to talk about that. Mm. One of you got set on fire. That's not funny.
It was a brilliant plan in my mind.
Is this one of those things you walk away from learning, like, knowing better now?
No, I'd probably try that again.
I've learned it. I'm flammable.
Yes, do I see my guns and my swords anywhere?
No, but you did know that they were back in the room. You saw them before you ran out in a screaming pell-mell of burning flesh and fur.
I'm gonna go back in the room and see what I can see in that room.
Sure. Also, the bracelet is pointing towards that way, so there's that too.
Oh.
Does anybody want to help Dylan out of his armor?
I'm taking a quick break to, you know, lick my wounds and eat a sandwich that I packed with me.
I'd imagine sandwich. I'd be able to get out of it even if it's powered down.
Oh no, this is an emergency thing, dude. No.
Okay.
It just has a distress beacon on it, but nobody's coming to get you.
Doing healing jutsus.
Doesn't make much cool. sense. Dylan, you can get back. Actually, your rope. You can actually call for your robot to finally break through the ceiling and just reintegrate itself.
Then I will do that.
The John Hamm Jr. can rejoin the JA prototype one.
His son's name is Billy on Mad Men.
So the Billy.
The Billy.
Moving on. So you guys want to keep heading towards that room?
Sure.
I guess so. There's no other way out of the room.
I'm already in the room.
Yeah. Your robot's not big enough to keep going through the hallway.
Yeah, it can just stay in that big room.
Yeah. If you need it, he'll come.
For a fast escape or whatnot.
Just takes a little
right.
while.
Okay. So you guys head back the way you came. Rio is taking the lead as she knew where you're going. As you enter the room, it's much like you described, except there's rubble now. And 6 dead Gallifreyans. It doesn't smell good in here at all.
Do I
want to
ask what happened?
Go ahead, ask.
That almost made me lose my appetite.
Did you kill your crew members?
Oh, that reminds me, actually. I call back up to the ship to call more pods down.
Sure they're, you know, lining up to come help you out so they can die.
You're fine, Captain. Okay, so if we're in the room, where does the amulet point to?
The bracelet. The bracelet is pointing very strongly now towards a little altar-ish area off to the side of the room near the lava pool from the other side of the room from the dead cat people.
What happens if we put one of the dead cat people on the altar?
I thought y'all had 9 lives, by the way.
There's a
dead cat person on the altar?
I'm not doing that. I'm just asking.
I really doubt that any of us would know that.
What do you guys think?
Anyway, are you guys going to check out the altar, or are you just going to keep trying to sacrifice stuff? Because you guys just keep thinking about using it. Nobody's even looked at it yet.
Well, I've come this far. I guess I'll go up to the altar.
All right. So it's a little bit of like a table that's recessed into the wall, and it has like stuff on the inside. See, here's the funny thing, is there wasn't anything hidden. It's all sitting there. And on it is a belt.
A belt?
A belt. A heavy leather belt with a fist for a belt buckle.
Are you going to put the belt on there, buddy?
Try it on, Kira.
I guess that's what I need.
Did you get your gi?
No.
It'd probably look good with the belt, but, you know.
Just saying.
It doesn't have
the belt loops, like my school uniform pants do have the belt loops.
Yeah, it won't fit in that.
Riveting
it's like a 4-inch wide belt.
I think there's a reason that, you know, the elder gave you that.
All right, so I'm going to leave that room, get the gi.
I'm going with him.
Come back. God.
Carrying the belt.
I'm going to take the belt.
Okay. Take the belt. So you're going to go get the gi and then take the belt. All right, so you go down, you get the gi, you get the belt. What are we going to? What's going on?
To get his gi.
Is that all that we need to do here? Like, is the bracelet pointing anywhere else?
No.
Did you put the belt on yet?
In fact, it's not even glowing anymore now.
It's not even glowing anymore.
Well, that's not good.
I guess the belt's the thing.
I guess that's it.
All right, let's go home.
Can we get off of this planet now?
Can you put on...
What happens when you put on the belt?
What happens when you put on the gi?
I'm not gonna...
What happens when you put on both?
So I'm just gonna put the gi on over my school uniform?
And then put the belt on.
Hey, you handle peer pressure the way you were taught.
I wasn't taught anything. My dad was gone all the time.
Oof. I guess you've got a problem then, huh?
I'm going to put the gi on over my clothes.
Like, remember, here, you're talking to the guy who's gotten you into so many... Who has talked you into so many situations.
Yeah, it's not like... it's not like anything's going to change. I just want to get off the planet and go. I'll put on the gi just to get out of here.
Okay. So you're now wearing your gi over your school uniform.
Correct.
You're doing great.
What about I hand him the belt?
All right, so you've got the belt now, too.
Are you going to put it on like Quail Man?
Does anything happen?
Did you put it on?
Well, yeah, Yeah.
So you're going to put on the belt. You don't have to, man.
I'm going to put on the belt.
Okay. He's putting on the belt, everybody.
They wake up on the ground.
As you slide the belt on and, you know... lock the clasp in place. All of a sudden, it seems like the whole universe just opens up inside your brain. And in an instant, you have like a direct connection to your father. Like, it's all coming in. You know what happened to him. Now, to everybody else, he just kind of looks like he's standing there drooling on himself.
Kira.
Oh, it's a special belt.
And he tells you that your greatest strength comes from within, and all of the strength that he ever had was contained in this belt, and it is now there for you to use.
Father!
To save the universe.
I draw Akira's face.
Under no circumstance can this belt ever fall into the hands of Lord Malice, his old apprentice. Can't happen. Don't let it happen. Not a good thing.
I've already dealt with peer pressure so far pretty poorly. So... I hope he doesn't ask me for the belt.
Well, it's different. We're your friends telling you to do something.
I'm drawing
on
Akira's face, by the way.
And as you snap out, like, out of this little trance thing, you feel stronger. Yeah, you definitely feel stronger.
He has glasses and a mustache and, like, a little widow's peak. Not widow's peak, but, like, a little devil's peak on him.
I punch Kishi.
Yeah, you like hurt your wrist.
Well, I felt stronger. Fetal position.
Well, let's go back to the ship.
All is lost. All is lost.
Just roll Kishi. I just roll him along.
Well, you have the belt, and I think that was the important part of this.
It seems that way.
I look at Laura like, when the hell did you get here?
Alright, so how are you guys leaving this thing?
Like, I'm in my robot.
How do we go through the hole in the ground from the giant robot?
There's that. So you guys are heading back to the ship then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no direction to anywhere else, so.
Okay. Well, as you guys exit the ruins through the giant hole that the giant robot made as it went through the ceiling in an effort to rescue its dear pilot, you come up and there's a dude, a really tall guy, and like,
does he look malicious?
He does have a certain...
How does he look?
Even a malevolent air about him, even. And as he, as you guys come up, you're coming back to the launch site, where the Rio's ship was, or her little launch thing is. You see him there, and he's got like a dark cloak on, the hood, the whole nine yards. He looks big. He looks like he's 8 foot tall, built like just, you know, a freaking Mack truck.
I'm in a giant robot.
He's got like 100 guys behind him. And then on top of that, what look like two freaking giant monsters. Like 60 foot tall, just chilling there with like beast handlers around them.
I am afraid.
I want one of those monsters.
He's like, so you found the belt. And like steeples his hands from underneath his robes.
Dude, what are you doing under that robe?
No, like you see the hands come out from like underneath the robe and like do the little fingertip steeple thing.
What were you doing under that robe?
He was just standing there. He's just like, I was just standing here. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? This is a red planet. Who has all this light? Just, ah!
Will not put up with your malevolence.
What? This is malevolent behavior.
Well, I'm gonna need you to come with me. All of you.
Okay, no. And then I attack.
I ain't going nowhere.
Time on the Wicked Anime.
Oh my god.
No,
one more
Strangers
time.
Go to outer space now, flying higher than ever before.
Wow, I haven't heard that
Strangers
theme song.
In space! Go far and just go far.
It's my favorite season, buddy.
go fly. Here, because they met the turtles.
Always go for the craziest thing, and if you can't do it, I'll rein you in.
Grab him by his necktie and strung up a
bill. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So give me more. Give me everything. All right, so for this last half, guys, run it through the stops, please.
Yeah.
Except right. For Delitch, just dial it up to 9. That's all I need.
Because I'm a little concerned about whether or not this planet has even breathable air.
I was kind of thinking that, too.
And then Rhea walks out of hers without a helmet on.
That's it's right. Fine.
Well, the cat didn't blow up, so I guess it's safe.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall. His eyes just popping out.
All right. Except your hair gets caught in the door.
Holy crap.
I don't know. I assumed it was longer-ish-esque.
It's spiky.
It's a little shaggy.
It's a bowl cut in the front. Adventurer in the back.
All right, so... Well, I just realized that I made these giant metal statues up, and they snuck up on a bunch of cat people who could hear things from hundreds of yards away. I'm just saying, I may have screwed up a little bit of logic.
Feel free to write in all these, all the plot holes that we have going
they,
on
like,
here.
Like floated around, wee.
wickedanime@gmail.com.
So,
does anything happen?
Did you put it on?
Well, yeah, yeah.
That was about as non-committal as I could get.
Is it on the gi or on the uniform or the gi?
So you're wearing the belt. It is around your waist.
I guess they would, yeah. Yeah, because everybody wants me to do that, so.
All right.
It doesn't seem like the story is going to progress until that happens.
No, I'm just waiting for you guys to finish what the hell you're arguing about. It's like four of you with stinks just prodding him. Put on the belt. Put on the belt. Put on the belt, man. Put on the belt. We want to know what happens when you put on the belt. Put on the belt!
It's better than us wanting to take it off.
We did all that fighting for the belt. Put the damn thing on.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!